This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Resilience, creativity, toughness, innovation. These are some of the themes explored in a documentary film called Exported from Michigan. It looks at the ways Michigan people are pulling this state back from the depths of the Great Recession. Earlier this year, this film won the 2015 Audience Choice Award for Best Feature-Length Documentary at the International Beverly Hills Film Festival. John Vanderpoel of West Michigan is the writer, producer, and the director of the film. John, good to have you on the program.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
What was the story you want to tell with this film?
You know, it is about Michigan's economic recovery, sort of framed around that. But I would say it's more about people working together to create the community and the quality of life they want to see for themselves. And in that regard, it relates to people everywhere.
And you really looked into a broad array of local businesses and business solutions. Give us an idea of some of the areas you explored.
Right off the bat, I knew I wanted to include both local and big business, manufacturing and engineering, as well as, small business, craft brews, and, urban farms and that kind of thing. So I had some stories I knew I wanted: hybrid electric auto, the University of Michigan, Art Prize in Grand Rapids. But I also just sort of let the stories come to me organically by talking to people, who else do you think I should interview? And that worked out really well. People led me to some great people and some great stories.
And what were some of the famous, your most favorite stories to make it into the film?
Well, I have to say, the University of Michigan solar car team ended up becoming our main narrative. It makes a good parallel to the rest of the stories. Mm. Their story involves auto, alternative energy, teamwork, working together, enthusiasm. So that was probably my favorite. And the one that surprised me the most that I really fell in love with was the urban farms in Detroit. The people there are so just rooty and authentic and hardworking, and you can't help but like them. So that was really a wonderful experience getting to know them, too.
I think that came across very clearly. That whole section on Urban Ag really just leaped out with kind of, there was a sense of real love and respect for the work they're doing.
Yes, they were just amazing people. I can't root for them any more than I do. I think that it's a wonderful solution. It's not necessarily a huge economic driver. A lot of these are, charity based, and they're giving away the food, but that's fine. They're working hard. They're creating solutions on the local level, and they're fun to be around.
And speaking of fun, you explore microbreweries.
Yeah, that was fun too. Absolutely. As you know, I'm sure Michigan is fastly becoming one of the largest craft beer states in the nation, and not just quantity-wise, but quality. They're making great beer that's getting recognized all around the country, all around the world. And so going around and meeting those folks was nice. And yeah, tended to end the day, hanging out in the tap room, and that was a nice way to end the day after a hard day's work.
And it's something that comes across in your film is you really do believe that the solutions and ideas that these people and these companies, as you say, local and big, are developing here in Michigan, they can have worldwide impact, can't they?
Absolutely. I have a little slogan I kind of say is solutions developed anywhere can benefit people everywhere. So, I think, again, people have a lot of similar needs, all over the country, all over the world. We need clean energy, clean transportation systems, and we want to be able to enjoy our community, what we've created together as far as, the arts and the crafts and coming together. And we include Art Prize, we include Earthwork Music Collective, and quality of life at the end of the day is what it's about, It's not about making money, it's about making quality of life.
John, through this entire undertaking, raising the money to get this film made, getting out there, finding the stories, and then telling the stories of so many innovative people in this state, what did you learn?
I learned that people are good, hardworking folks wherever you go, and especially in Michigan, but all over. People are optimistic. They believe in themselves and their communities. They're not just going to give up. They're going to work hard to make what they want to see happen. And I found that story, that thread coming through over and over and over again. It was just really inspiring to go meet folks and see what they're doing. All, again, from local business to big business, people are making exciting things happen. And we do have some big challenges ahead in the coming decade or so. And I'm an optimist. I'm a realist. I realize they're tough challenges, but I believe that working together, we're going to get there.
John Vanderpoel is the writer, producer, and director of the documentary film Exported from Michigan. You can find out more on the film's website, exportedfrommichigan.com. Good luck with the film, John, and thank you so much for sharing it with us here on Stateside today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.